Excision 1. 6 minutes 47 seconds excised.
What is the, did anything come out of that conversation that Adlai Stevenson had with the Haitian representative to the UN?
Yes, sir.
But was there anything there that where he said that we've been hostile and so on, you guys, or anything that suggested any change in our policy towards the value of that conversation?
Well, I think the Haitian representative to the UN was just thinking of the foreign minister. Made the point that the Lawyers come to the end of the road and that the OAS ought to go into something like a trusteeship in Haiti. Both Ed and I talked to the Foreign Minister, Chalmers being the senior on Friday. The main point that brought him to see me was that he wanted to ask that our ambassador be removed. He wasn't going to declare persona non grata, but he said that the Lawyer would look upon our attitude toward their wishes in this matter as a crucial test of our attitude toward the federal government. Now, this is about the third time that they've asked for their ambassador to be removed. You know, they've also had some of our military come out. They have played this game repeatedly of assigning all of their woes to the unfortunate personalities that we have down there working in Haiti. And think that if they get rid of people, they'll somehow make everything all right. I think this is a problem we've got to think very hard about, is to whether Thurston's presence there will push Duvalier in the opposite direction, or whether we do anything about Thurston at this stage. My own present inclination is to leave him there. But it is a serious point if, in fact, Duvalier goes absolutely nuts if we do leave him there.
Excision 2. 7 seconds excised.
The main point that he had to make about Thurston was that he got off the same airplane as the life correspondent, who subsequently wrote up the story based on Heinel, and hagged to his house to dinner that night and introduced him to Heinel. This was pure happenstance, but Duvalier is convinced that this was something an ambassador arranged to discredit the regime. Well, this is pretty flimsy evidence. I would just say on your main point, Mr. President, about getting together with Duvalier, that
Excision 3. 3 seconds excised.
Duvalier would be interested in talking to President Kennedy. Nobody less would suit him. And he would be glad to make an accommodation, but it would have to be entirely on his own terms. He was not disposed to make any concessions of any kind to anybody.
Excision 4. 9 minutes, 42 seconds excised.
It seems to me that the military contingency, if we move that way, is in good shape. I don't know whether Secretary McNamara sees any problems there that we need to.
I think we ought to mention, Mr. President, the need for two possible actions. One is alerting additional forces in order to reduce the reaction time. And the second is a clear recognition that if we are send forces in, it should be done during daylight hours. And this places some restrictions on when you might make a public statement of U.S. action.
Well, sir, we have no problem except the desired timing. I'd like to discuss it at the same time on that.
I mean, myself, Mr. President, if there is a point at which we decide to move, such as the declaration of a socialist state or something of that sort, that we ought to move as quickly as we can after the pretext is provided, in order not to give the Soviets a chance to get into the blasts or big statements or ultimatums or Latin missiles or anything of that sort. Make it as much of a fait accompli as possible.
You would go with the OAS?
That's simultaneously with the OAS.
You wouldn't be just the United States, would that be our hope?
Well, we would have to make the first move, but we'd present the OAS with the question. In effect, we would move to give the OAS a chance to settle the Haitian problem. But we would not go to the OAS and say, what do you want to do about Haiti? We'd go to the OAS and say, here's what we felt we have to do on behalf of the organization now.
And have done. This contingency, Mr. President, however, does envision that both the notification of the OAS and the movement of troops, or the order to move troops, which they are, occur concurrently.
That's right. That's right.
We ought to have somebody else. I don't think this is going to happen. Should we have somebody else with us? Or should we have two or three other Latin American countries who isn't just the United States?
Instead of sending this cable to all countries in the same form, could we approach Venezuela, for example, and try to arrange for them to try to take military action?
Right. I don't know if you ought to have just the United States moving into Haiti. I think that the Negro Republic is
terms of he, the secretary, talking about the political timing problem is to have Sincara, one of these people, arrange for them to talk to the Venezuelan military about how, what kind of arrangements could be made. Presumably we would have to clear this off of Betancourt first.
I don't think it's as important actually to have the Venezuelan military on hand as it is to have a political decision that the Venezuelans are participating and they have dispatched a ship to participate in the patrol to prevent inflow of arms or something of that kind. Just so before the world we can say it's not solely a U.S. action. And we don't really need military discussions, we need political discussions.
You know, it simplifies things not to have a military.
Decision 5. 9 seconds excised.
Banker so far has said that unless something drastic happens, he is not in favor of intervention in Haiti. In other words, we have to make the case that if something like this happens, this is the sort of drastic step that he must recognize as a forced action. I think he probably would if this particular thing should occur, although I must say I don't expect this to occur this way.
Yeah, what I'm concerned is it would be right fast for a war, very gradual.
Excision 6. 2 minutes, 2 seconds excised. John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files. Presidential Recordings Collection. Tape 86, Reel 3. 1 minute, 54 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 5 excisions have been indicated. 10 minutes, 56 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of privacy. The 1 excision has been indicated. For additional information, see recording log number 86.
Come back into the picture again.
How would we do that? We don't have any controllers now. They out because of the values.
Well, I mean, as we move in, we take
the controllers
in,
yeah.
You see, with ammunition,
yeah.
The Armed Forces, the local army working with us.
So how we have a plan for as I say, this will be easy, but the other one is the one we're probably going to get, which we would...
Excision 1. 8 seconds excised.